ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंगाय राधिकायै तरालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव कुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। Explaining the slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto and 9th chapter, that Krishna was not satisfied by taking milk of his mother, and in the meantime Mother Yashoda saw that nearer to her some milks were overflowing on fire. So Yashoda took off Krishna from his lap, her lap, and told that you should sit here. And very easily, though Krishna has caught her very tightly with his whole power, supreme power, but Yashoda very easily he took Krishna from his lap and he kept Krishna there. And she ran to say that milk was going to fire. You know that all things, all articles, trees, creeper, milk, water, all are Sachidanandamaya in Vrindavan. Everything. So milk was thinking, oh, Srimati Yashoda has endless milk in her breasts, and Krishna's stomach is empty, whole world can be there. So very big place. So always Krishna will take the milk, but milk will be endless there. And his empty stomach will not be fulfilled. So lakhs and lakhs time, births and years, Krishna will take milk and Yashoda will give milk. It will be endless thing. So I will have no chance to serve Krishna. So uselessly I don't want to be without service of Krishna. So I should die. So he is jumping in milk.
Fire.
Jumping in fire. No need of keeping life. Like Narottam Thakur has prayed. Kenova achave pran ki sukh lagiya narottapan. That we have come to this world to serve. And that's super shubnana. In that Golok Vrindavan, all are serving. But they want to serve more. And if not serving, then useless life. So in this world, if we are human body, and we are anyhow not serving Krishna, chanting, remembering, your life, our life is
useless.
So Narottam Thakur is telling that if I am here, not chanting, remembering him, so I should die. But I am not dying. It is my fault because I am more wretched than stones and other things. My heart is like a stone and not melting. So, milk is thinking that I am useless, so I should die, jumping in fire. Yashodasha, Mother Yashoda is bother, very, very kind. And Ahetukhi, causeless merciful. Oh, I am stopping my serving to Krishna. And I will engage you. So this is Guru Tattva. Serving Krishna and Krishna. Gurudev, serving Krishna and Krishna. I know Gurudev. And Gurudevaya Vidmahe. I know Gurudev. Always serving Krishna and Krishna. And all Gurudevs, Akhanda Gurudev, or all the manifestations of Gurudev. Only one thing. That I want to engage all in the Krishna service, Radha Krishna service. My duty is this. I must engage all. And who are quarreling themselves to make disciples, to be served themselves, actually they are not. If anyone is helping another, that he should be qualified to serve Krishna, and another is doing same thing, then they must be friend, because they are each other helping. Understand what I am telling? Nityananda Prabhu is helping, and Srimati Radhika is helping also. So, there should be no quarrel among them. This should be in friendly terms. So those who are helping all the jivas to serve Krishna, if they will say that, oh, he is also helping others to serve Krishna, so we must be friend. There will be no tug of war or anything. When tug of war will come? When he will say that my money he is taking, my all disciples he is taking, I am making disciples like a farm, yielding, farming, why? To test myself. So if anyone is going to take that field, then I must quarrel with him. That they see that this is my field. And by this field I will make money, so many things. So if anyone is coming to this field, in my field,
territory.
In my area, territory, like dogs barking. Why you coming? Why coming? Why coming? Like this, barking. Like when anyone go to America or England or France, the French government British government or American government, they will bark, why coming here? Don't come, don't come. They think that the money and all things they will now share. So now in Kalikal, so many gurus like this, quarreling themselves that, oh, he is coming in my territory. This is my territory, this is my, what, kingdom, like this. I must take all. I will not give a point of needle also. Like this. So now there are so much quarrel. But we should be happy. Like Chaitanya Charitamrita Rani, Raghunath Das Goswami perhaps he has written that, oh, Giriraj Govardhan is making all Achyut Gotra. Haridas Varja. Haridas Varja. Not so he making all Achyut Gotra. So he is happy. So anyone is helping others. No, no Achyutam. Anything else. Nāpahardāsreni varjeti nāmāmita idam rādhikā bhakta chandrāt. I don't remember, but I am forget. Anyhow, you should say. Narottam Thakur was making disciple, you know? Narottam Thakur. And in the same time, Shyamananda Prabhu was making disciple. Srinivas Acharya also making disciple. But how they were unfriendly. They used to go to in their each other territory. No harm. They thought that I am disciple of Narottam Thakur. Narottam Thakur thinking that I am disciple of Srinivasa Acharya. Taking their disciples like Ramachandra Khan and Narottam Thakur, oh, he is my bosom friend. We should be like that, not quarreling. Now we are all quarreling like a kingdom. We should not treat like this. Nijagotram, sarthaka. Nijagotram means Achyut Gotra. So, kise janne bolcha? Why I was telling? So the milk was thinking that I should die, but she was thinking I should help him to serve. So, I should stop my giving milk to Krishna. And that milk will be. So, he ran quickly. Told her, oh, don't be worried, don't worry. I'm giving chance you. First, Krishna will take this makhan and your milk, this milk. And from you, butter will be made, ghee will be made, so many sweets will be made, rabadi will be made. You know rabadi? Khurchandi, you know? A very, very, very good, sweat, tasteful. So all will be made. And sometimes, paramanna kheer will be made by you, and I will all offer to Krishna. And thus, you will serve Krishna. So he took some water. Oh, be satisfied. And sprinkle. Oh, you should be. So a guru does like this. And he becomes happy to engage anyone in Krishna consciousness. These are the duties. So Mother Yashoda like a guru. And he consults that milk. And he took the milk pot fire. And just he became so happy, that milk. Oh, now there will be chance that Mother Yashoda herself engages me in Krishna service as Gurudev makes anyone to help to Krishna. If any Guru thinks that this is my all the disciples are my property. Sometimes I am heard any so-called guru to lady devotees, now you are mine and you should give your everything to me. Now you are not in your control but I am in control. This is very bad things. She should give, purify his affection and everything so that Guru may offer it to lotus feet of Krishna or Gaur Chandra. Disciples are not that property. They are to be engaged in Krishna service. If Guru want to test anything, even a pie, even anything, farthing, then he is guilty. And he will have to suffer for that. Guru can purify the hearts and make smooth, and he should offer to Krishna. That Yashoda Devi took that milk. She made usko aur jarat gadha bana diya.
She made it more condensed.
More condensed. Giving some sweet in that and offered to Krishna. Oh, it is very beautiful. Krishna is telling, very tasteful. So many things he prepares. So, when the milk was pacified,
subsided,
or pacified means?
Okay.
And she returned to the churning place. She saw that all the curds in mental form, they were going out of pot here and there, and there is a hole in the lower part of that pot. When Yashoda was running towards milk pot, Krishna was not satisfied and he became some angry, like boys become. And he was doing like this, and very angry. Why mother left me and went to
protect
milk? Milk is for me or I am for milk? Understand?
Yes.
Milk is for me, I am not for milk. Yashoda kept me aside and went to shape
that milk.
What is this? Is bhakti? But you should know that some kind persons can think like so. But really, any lover or Mother Yashoda loves much more to the utensils used by Krishna, like his kurta, like his benu, bansi, like his anything, more than Krishna. If sometimes Krishna makes dirty his clothes, rolling down on the earth, then Yashoda will quickly come and he will twist the ear of Krishna. Why you are doing so? So it is no harm. It is for the benefit of Krishna. She is thinking so far away. But why Krishna cannot think like so? Because he is ignorant. Whether Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in the eyes of Yashoda, Krishna is what?
Small boy.
A very small, having no intelligence, anything, no power, anything. She can chastise, she can do. This is mamata, vatsalya bhava. So, Yashoda sipped milk, keeping Krishna aside, no hot. It is bhakti. So when she returned, she saw that, where is my boy? And all curds in a liquid form, they have come out from the vessel. So Krishna, when he saw that she has gone, then he became so angry and wanted to
turn it off.
To make the petal pot turn, no?
Turn it upside down.
But he saw that he cannot do. It was so heavy, full of curd. Krishna was not so much strong to put it aside. Then, what to do? He was so clever and what?
Naughty.
He saw that there is a stone, son of a stone, Shilaputra.
Grinder kaso.
Little. And he took it. And he wanted to break the vessel part from upside, but upside so thick. He could not do. Thun. But he took it and easily
from the bottom.
Very lean and thin. So he did. And a very little hole was there. And all coming. If he was doing upside, then not so much will come. But if he will do in the bottom, then all will go away. So he did so. And he was looking, oh, very good, very good. Like a river it is coming on. And when it was stopped, there was no curd in the vessel. Then now fear came. Oh, mother will come. And with his stick she will come. And he will break that stick on my back. Then what to do? Now fear came. And he wanted to save him. So quickly, he wanted to go in a room where there were some doors to go out. So he entered in a room. But you know that thieves have some defects. In hurry, they forget, they will make any sign that he has theft. He has stolen or he has done something wrong. So Krishna was unaware that his footprints were following him. So when Yashoda came and saw that my boy is not here, he quickly knew that footprints were there in entering in room. And she peeped, he pierced this and saw very dhire,
slowly,
like cats.
On tiptoe, walking on tiptoe.
Even a dry lips cannot speak when cats are going. So like a cat, Yashoda Maiya, more intelligent than his Krishna, she went there and saw that, oh, and there are two naughties together. There is a
Udukhal
means
grinding
motor was there. And Krishna climbing on that and taking some butter, giving to monkeys and
crows,
and sometimes taking. Why to monkeys? Oh, he remembered. He is kritagya,
grateful
to all. Those who can help or serve Krishna, at once he quickly will
return.
Return. Je jathang mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyam. So quickly he was giving to monkeys because they have served so much in Ram Leela. Or don't sleep, or you should sit like me. What I told? Do you want to stand up? Then don't sleep. So, what?
The monkeys made so much service.
Because they have served him, Ram. And they have given life and soul for Ram. So now he is, after so many years, he is repaying them, giving. And why to cross? Kagvashandi was very, very high class of Vaishnava, serving Ram always. So they are in Vansha Parampara.
Same dynasty as
Kagvashandi. In dynasty of Kagvashandi. Like in the dynasty of devotees, if the devotee is of first class, Uttam Bhagavat, then 21 generation without any effort, they will be devotee. And they will be liberated from this material world. So, they were in the dynasty of Kagbhushandi, so he was also giving butter with his own hands. In the name Jasoda took a stick and entered like a cat very quickly, and he was standing behind the doors. And Krishna was sometimes looking here and there with fear, and sometimes taking and again here, like guilty persons, like crows. Always crows, standing on 2 feet, sometimes doing here, and he was doing so. So, Yashoda, when he was taking, at once very quickly she ran like cats and followed Krishna. And he wanted to catch. In the meantime, Krishna saw that all the crows are flying here and there, running. Why? At once he saw, oh, mother has come so near her, and he jumped in fear and ran. Yashoda saw, oh, you are very
clever.
You want to go out of the road so that I will have to take my bell. But today all have gone to grazing cows. None is here. So I will quickly follow you and
catch you.
And give a very good lesson. So Krishna was running and Yashoda was also running. Yashoda was somewhat
healthy.
And Krishna was a boy. And he was running, but Yashoda was running more than Krishna. What is the meaning? If anyone wants to catch Krishna, control Krishna, then he will have to love more than Krishna loves you. Yashoda was loving Krishna more than Krishna used to love Yashoda. Yashoda has so much love, more than Krishna to her. So we should be more bhaktiman. We should have more love and affection to Krishna. Otherwise we cannot control Krishna. So dasya cannot control. Shant cannot control. Also sakya cannot control so much. But only two can control. Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, or Gopis. Gopis can control more. And told Krishna, Oh, see. Oh, just I'm
beating you.
And she was ready to draw that stick towards Krishna. Then Krishna did, oh mother, don't beat me. Don't beat me. What offense I have done? I have done nothing. Yashoda told, you have done nothing? Who broke this vessel? Mother, should I tell true? Yes, yes. I have not broken. Who broken? Yourself, you. How yourself? Because when you are running towards milk, your
ankle bell
made of gold so thick and so heavy, at once it was
hit on the pot
and it was broken. I am not broken. Oh, she began to smile and told, you are lawyer. You are chotta. Mother, in my family
there were no liars.
Oh, there was one liar in your family.
Chor.
Chor Gop. There was a Gop.
Milkman named Chor Ghosh.
Not me. In the dynasty of Yashoda, forefathers. So, Chor Gop there was. Gop named Chor. So Krishna was pointing this. In my family, in my
father's dynasty.
But in your family, somewhere chore. So you may be chore, but I am not chore. Like this. Oh, she began to smile. Again he wanted to
catch it.
But again Krishna began to run. Yashoda became some tired. Sweat is coming from his mouth, like pearls. And now her face was becoming reddish. Oh, being a child, and I cannot follow. And he has come from my home. But now he was gradually becoming tired. But flowers from his
braid
were coming down and telling, mother, mother, don't be worried. We are also following you and helping you, so you must run away. And quickly you can catch this
naughty boy.
We are also with you. So when she was running, one by one, flowers were coming gradually. So flowers are like telling like this. And at last she took her stick, and wanted to beat Krishna. Krishna did like so, and in the meantime she catch hold. Krishna began to weep now bitterly. Idam rudante muhurnatra jugamam mriyantam karam bhoja jumena shatankanetam muhurshashakampa Trirekanka kantha sthita graiva damo darang bhakti vaddham. You should now explain. Something by this, Yashoda was she was following his, running to catch Krishna. You know, the bhakti is sudurlabha. Very rare. We are chanting, remembering, but yet there is some lust. Mind is not fixed. So many bad things coming in our mind. We have no taste, no nishtha. We should not be so much worried for this. We should try to follow Yashoda Maiya. She is somewhat tired. But she has promised that I must follow Krishna and catch hold. I must do. So we should promise that we should chant, remember such a way that a test will come and prema will come in my heart. So we should promise like that. So Srila Rupa Goswami has told that if you have no test in chanting, remembering and hearing Harikatha, you are sleeping in Harikatha, you are sometimes disturbed when chanting, remembering your mantras, don't be so worried. Try to do it daily.
Continue
it. Like if any rogue comes, like
disease
like jaundice. In ancient times, they used to take as a medicine
sugar candy.
And gradually taking, in some days the disease used to go, and then this candy used to be tasteful, very sweet, otherwise so bitter. If it is bitter, being so sweet, then you should see that there is disease. So you are chanting very sweet name of Krishna. To whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to chant when Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he used to weep. Ashtasattvic vikar used to come, heart melting. But we see no sign of all anything. But we should not be worried. We should try to do, follow it regularly with some nirbandha,
some fixed number.
I will chant 32 round in morning. Otherwise, I will not take water or anything. Then you will have to give at least about 3 hours. Then you will have to wake, give up your bedding at about 3. So from 3 to how much?
6.
You will have to give time. So you should sit on a fixed asana and promise that I will not go anywhere, move here, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How? Remembering the pastimes that I told, or other pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Being in Vrindavan, Govardhan, doing parikrama, you can do all these things. When it is completed, then I will come, and then I will do anything. Like this. I will have to chant daily 1 lakh. Then what to do? I will have to give how much hours?
6 hours at least.
At least?
6 hours.
Then we'll have to see in night, in day, I will have to distribute time for this. I must read something. I must hear something. I must try to maintain our life also by begging or by anyhow. Serving in temple or something in family. So I will have to also devote some time for all these things. No time of chattering, no time of pattering and all other things. Only absorbed in this. So then you will see that very soon you will have a taste in all these things. That is, Krishna will be catchhold. And thus gradually asakti, bhav and other will come. And if you are tired, hopeless, in the midway, my son is dead, I was praying Krishna that save me, my child. But my son has died. So I have no belief in God. And then quickly taking their Gopal Diti or anything, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, taking it to see and throw. And never follow Krishna consciousness. It will not do. So be always energetic. Like Utsahat, Nishyat, Dharyat, Tat Tat Karma Parvat, like so. Very strongly. And then you will see that Krishna is catch hold. We can. So, by these things, so many teachings are in past times. Tattva Gyan, Krishna Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is like a boy, he is running in the galleries of
Gokul.
Why? Naked? Oh, he wants to play with his associates. And that is why he comes down to this world. He is so very far us that we are not chanting and remembering. So there are so many causes. That is why he has descended for us. We have no, practically nothing, any mood. We are not unhappy. We are not so much interested to serve Krishna. But he is so much interested for us. So he sends in this world so many his associates. And sometimes he comes in so many forms in to this world only to help us. So Krishna is doing all pastime for us. He is always absorbed in Ananda because he is Ananda. Ananda Swarup and Anandi, three things. So we should try to catch Krishna, that is to have pure bhakti. Then we will explain in evening class.